Voice of Amnesia, with the news. Here's the news, first, the headlines. His commitment to maintaining good relations with Brunei Darussalam. President Prabowo reaffirms strong commitment to strengthening Indonesia-Australia strategic partnership. I'm Yuniko Maria, now with the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said his working visit to Brunei Darussalam this time is very important for both countries. The president stated this when giving a speech at a bilateral meeting between the two countries in Bandar Seri Begawan, Wednesday, 14th May. President Prabowo also emphasized his commitment to maintaining good relations with Brunei Darussalam. According to him, with cooperation, Indonesia and Brunei can face global uncertainty.
Only with cooperation they will ask as fellow ASEAN members can we together protect each other amidst global uncertainty and regional uncertainty.
During his visit to Brunei Darussalam, President Prabowo held a bilateral meeting with delegation from each country to discuss strengthening cooperation in various fields. He also received the Brunei Darussalam National Star of Greatness Award, Darjah Kerabat Laila Utama Yang Amat Dihormati, which was awarded directly by Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto invited member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to take concrete action in supporting Palestine. In his speech at the opening of the 19th Parliamentary Union of the OIC member states, PUIC, in Jakarta Wednesday, he stated that Palestine needs support and real action. A few days ago, I had the honor to speak before the Turkish Parliament in Ankara. In the forum, I reaffirmed the commitment of Indonesia, which will never stop to defend the rights of the Palestinian people to independence. I repeat it again in this forum. The time has come. Let us not just discuss. Let us not draft resolutions anymore. The Palestinian people have been victims for too long. The Palestinian people need a partiality, a real action. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia will continue to stand with Palestine. According to him, if the Islamic world that represents a quarter of the world's humanity can unite, the struggle for Palestinian independence will be stronger. He also invited OIC member countries to overcome differences, suspicions, and rivalries among member states. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, invited all parties to reject the idea of relocating Palestinians from Gaza. She also invited the parliaments of OIC countries to mobilize more countries' recognition towards the state of Palestine and a peaceful settlement through the two-state solution.
We must reject the idea of relocating the Palestinian people from the Gaza Strip. Gaza belongs to the Palestinian people. Gaza must be rebuilt not only with buildings and walls, but also with dignity, justice, and hope.
The 19th Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, PUIC, was held in Jakarta from 12 to 15 May 2025. The conference, held to coincide with the 25th anniversary of PUIC, took theme Good Governance and Strong Institutions as Pillars of Resilience. It was attended by 450 parliamentary delegates from OIC Member States, including
the
Minister
of Defense. And to make a strong agreement, because this is very important, we have refreshing many problems, not only in Indonesia, but refreshing the global changing situation.
The International Day of Families 2025 is commemorated every May 15th. The theme of this year's commemoration is set towards the Second World Summit for Social Development next November in Qatar. It presents a crucial opportunity to strengthen commitments to poverty eradication, decent work, and social inclusion. The first summit produced the 1995 Copenhagen Declaration, which recognized families as the foundation of society and underscored the need for work-family balance and equal partnership within household. The International Day of Families 2025 observance emphasized the importance of integrating family-focused policies into national development agendas to address megatrends such as technological transformations, demographic shift, urbanization, migration, and climate change.
Deputy Speaker of the Federal Parliament of Somalia, Abdul Omar Absir, delivered a deep reflection on 25 years of shared progress and interparliamentary solidarity among the member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, at the 19th session of the Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, or PUIC, in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 15, 2025. He emphasized that the PUIC has grown into a platform of unity and strength, representing the voices of Muslim countries from across the globe.
The theme of this year's conference, Good Governance and Strong Institutions as Pillars of Resilience, is both timely and deeply relevant. In a world confronting climate crisis, economic fragility, armed conflict, youth unemployment, and erosion of public trust, the strength of our nations lies not only in material wealth, but in the resilience of our governance systems and the legitimacy of our institutions.
Abdullah Omar Absir also encouraged stronger cooperation among PUIC members' countries to enhance legislative capacity, knowledge exchange, and innovative collaboration that involves youth and civil society in the democratic process. The 19th PUIC conference in Jakarta became a key moment to strengthen parliamentary cooperation among OIC countries and reaffirm their commitment to fair governance based on Islamic values.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, stated that press freedom in Indonesia is facing new challenges in the digital media era. At the handover ceremony for the new press council members in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said the rapid and massive flow of information must be balanced with the accurate sorting and delivery of news in accordance with the journalistic code of ethics. The challenges facing the press are freedom, especially in the new media era. We are racing against an overwhelming amount of information in the public sphere. While we fully support freedom of expressions, we must also be cautious to filter accurate information that aligns with journalistic ethics in order to provide the public with truthful news. Minister Mutia Hafid emphasized that maintaining a healthy journalistic environment is the responsibility of more than just the press council. See code for strong collaborations among the governments, civil society, academia, and the digital. media industry, and expressed hope that this cooperation would be key to addressing the increasingly complex challenges of the modern media landscape.
This is the real need of many Indonesian people today. The spirit is the state, the nation is trying to be present for them. But the hope is that the government is present to ensure that one is guaranteed to work, parents can work with clear hair, and children are cheerful with tamasha.
Minister Wihaji hopes that the tamasha program will not only be implemented in various ministries, but also in various offices, factories, markets, malls, and other public places. He also ensured that in tamasha, children are well cared for the satisfied caregivers. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto reaffirmed his strong commitment to strengthening the strategic partnership between Indonesia and Australia. He made a statement during the official visit of Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday afternoon. President Prabowo emphasized that Australia is not only a close neighbor, but also an important strategic partner in the region. In the bilateral meeting, both leaders agreed to continue cooperation in key areas including defense, economy, energy, and education.
Dalam pertemuan hari ini, saya dan Perdana Menteri Albanese. In today's meeting, Prime Minister Albanese and I discussed the progress of bilateral relations between our two countries. We agreed to continue the initiatives that have been jointly agreed upon across various sectors. Under the government I lead, we will pursue the implementation of the commitments that have been made, including the finalization of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Action Plan for the 2025-2029 period.
Rencana Aksi Kemitraan Strategis Komprehensif, periode 2025-2029.
President Prabowo also expressed his appreciation for Australia's support of Indonesia's bid to join the CPTPP. And the OECD. He always welcomed Australia's policies on long-term visas, support for empowering farmers and SMEs, and the transition to clean energy. The meeting marked a renewed effort to deepen bilateral ties amid global uncertainties. This is the last news. Indonesia promotes global collaboration for sustainable ocean conservation. Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to protecting marine ecosystems and strengthening the governance of conservation areas through cross-sectoral collaboration. Koswara, Director General of Marine Management at the Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, conveyed this commitment during the opening of Indonesia 2025 Symposium on Marine Protected Areas and Other Affected Area-Based Conservation Measures on Thursday, May 14, 2025. During the event, the Director General emphasized the importance of national and global cooperation to achieve international marine conservation goals, including those outlined in the Global Biodiversity Framework. Through this symposium, I invite all stakeholders to create synergy, build cross-sector collaborations, and formulate concrete steps to truly realize the global and national targets we have set. Conservation must be a joint effort in involving the government, community, and business sectors, both nationally and globally. Koswara stated that the symposium supports Indonesian Marine Conservation Area Vision 2045. The government plans to increase the size of marine protected areas to over 32.5 million hectares by 2030 while ensuring tangible benefits for ecosystem sustainability, coastal community welfare, and food security. The concepts of marine protected areas and other effective area-based conservation are also part of Indonesia's Blue Economy Strategy, which integrates environmental protection with inclusive marine economy growth. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Commentary today, which the title Family-Oriented Policy for Sustainable Development, presented by Anna Pijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Family-Oriented Policies for Sustainable Development. May 15, 2025 is celebrated as International Day of Families. Taken from the UN website, during the 1980s, the UN began to focus on issues related to families. In 1983, based on the recommendation of the Economic and Social Council, the Commission on Social Development, in its resolution on the role of the family in the development process, requested the then UN Secretary General to raise awareness among decision makers and the public about family problems and needs and effective ways to meet all those needs. Furthermore, in 1993, the UN General Assembly decided through a resolution that May the 15th of each year be celebrated as International Day of Families. This year, the theme is Family-Oriented Policies for Sustainable Development, a reminder that families are not only the foundation of society, but also an important pillar in realizing a more just, healthy, and sustainable future. The family is the first space where a person's value, behavior, and character are formed. According to a sociologist from the University of Jakarta, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia last Wednesday, the development of a child's character must start from the family environment. When families receive support from the right environment and policies, whether in the form of access to health, education, or childcare facilities, they can provide optimal parenting, so that they can create a stronger future generation that cares about their social environment. Sustainable development should start from home. Children who grow up in healthy and stable families will be better prepared to face the challenges of the world and contribute positively to it. Although the theme of International Family Day 2025 is global in scale, it can be interpreted through small steps at home. For example, spending quality time without digital distractions or involving children in conversations about good habits and sustainability. In addition, creating a space for mutual support, both emotionally and physically, and maintaining a balance between the roles of mothers and fathers in parenting. A family that supports each other not only provides security for its members, but also becomes a real example of sustainable development practices, such as inclusive, empowered, and full of empathy. That was commentary.
Thank you.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I ran from the school, I climbed some trees in the garden, oh my god, I was blind.
some reason. When sitting in the fifth grade of elementary school in Magalang, Titi Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
So each time I arrived home for one year, I sang, oh my god, 1 year I sang on the train. Because I was at the fifth grade of elementary school in Magalang, I had to board. Well, it was her. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound yes. I heard an imitated sound, and made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my god, wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Titi Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She's known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titi Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Titi?
Probably all children could hope so, because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titi Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be down if we are opposite or wrong with her. With a philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of community and family. Then we don't feel frustrating easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain in the right attitude and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-direction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-direction.
Titi Puspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
My husband saw me write a song, but he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi do si fa la la mi do la sol fa fa mi re mi re mi sol fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew, so I got it and I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Titi Puspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, karena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 atau 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih.
When I suffered a serious illness, oh my god, I wasn't wrong. I just knew how painful suffering from cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part of my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was so painful. The pain was 100 folds. I could barely deliver the baby. Oh my god, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. God wants me to die, please let me die. I wasn't wrong anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me clues. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore. But the merciful God showed his power to Titi Puspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu nah, disitu saya merasa punya utang sama Kusya lah. Sama Tuhan, makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan. Tunjukkan saya kepengen punya lagu buat anak. Well, I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do my part? Show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Finally, I met Madame Achen from Musica Studio. Well, I made A-E-O-E-O. Then it has been made, just speaking to last year. So there were some titles of the songs such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cinta Ila Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other major songs, Menabung and Dang Kelinci, meaning savings and rabbit alley and halo halo. Then I added some songs. Pujaanku, which means my idol. Kekasihku itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki. Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia. And Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So, I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revive. I was like a newborn baby. I met with the children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit. You know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Titi Puspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life. Sisa hidup saya, insya Allah, saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan. Now with the rest of my life, God's willingness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 17 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place. And I'm closer with the physical sky. The sky looks better. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful reign. Please, my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independence. Stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar. And that is-
Mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.